This is Summer of StoryCorps on 90.5 WESA. I'm Maria Scapoletto. Margaret Diamond's journey to the United States began at one of the most significant inflection points in modern history. Her story starts in 1938, 5 years after the rise of Hitler and on the eve of World War II, as the European continent became an increasingly dangerous place for a young Jewish girl like herself. Here's Margaret speaking about her experience with her granddaughter, Ilana Diamond.
Kristallnacht was in the 10th of November, 1938.
Okay.
And that I will never forget. My mother had managed to get a spot for me on one of the kinder transports, so we knew that I would eventually, hopefully, leave the country. She had just filled out the forms that she needed to fill out to get a place for me. And she said, you know, let's go to the mailbox. So off we went. And even as we approached, we could hear the thump of hundreds of boots in rhythm, obviously parading. And as we approached even more, we could hear the songs they were singing. It was hundreds of brown shirts, Nazis, singing some of their battle songs, of which one of the ugliest was, I'll tell you it in German and then I'll translate it, Wenn das Judenblut vom Messer spritzt, which in translation means when the blood of the Jews spills from our knives. The next morning, my Aunt Lucy, who was a school teacher, called my mother to tell her not to send me to school, and you don't go out either. And my mother, who didn't know what was going on, said, why, what's the matter? And my aunt said, don't you know what's going on outside? The Nazis are hurling rocks through Jewish stores' glass windows. They are beating people up on the street. They are going around houses and finding Jewish men to send to the police station and probably send them on to concentration camps.
And so then, not long after that, you left, right?
Early May, the permission for me to go on the kinder transport came through, and I was allowed to take a very small suitcase with hardly anything in it, but I did take my favorite toy, Jocko, the monkey.
I remember Jocko. I remember him as a child. So you packed your suitcase, and
yes.
Where did your mom take you?
She took me to one of the big stations in Berlin. Once we crossed the border, there were a whole slew of wonderful Dutch ladies who came to the side of the train and passed out delicious hot chocolate and cookies.
That's so nice.
That was nice.
So, you know, you were actually pretty fortunate once you got to England. You were taken in by a wonderful woman.
Yeah. I learned English very fast.
She didn't ever...
Nobody ever tried to convert me.
Mm-hmm. And she even brought a rabbi, didn't she? Even though it was in a place that didn't really have rabbis.
That's right.
Margaret Diamond speaking with her granddaughter Ilana as part of our Summer of StoryCorps series. Find more at WESA.FM.
Summer of StoryCorps is made possible by Hilda and Freddie Fu and the Pittsburgh Foundation.